The RMB BER Business Confidence Index is at its highest level in 3 years, and that's largely thanks to a sharp improvement in sentiment among manufacturers, retail trade and motor trade industries. Etienne Leroux, Chief Economist at RMB, joins us now to discuss the data. Etienne, good to see you there, and good to have you on an occasion where the level is at 50, which we have not seen in many years. So talk us through the improvement in sentiment.
No, absolutely. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes, no doubt a good result. 50, that's that important break-even level. And we haven't seen this, as you said, in a number of years. What is encouraging is not only the increase at the headline level. What is also quite striking is the fact that the improvement in sentiment was quite broadly based. So we saw a rebound in all the 5 sectors that make up the BCI. We saw particularly strong increases in the index for new vehicle dealers, up 28 points in the second quarter, which is actually quite something, 21 points in the case of manufacturing, 17 points in the case of retail. The fact of the matter is that at a headline level and at a sector level, we can certainly say that the business mood is improving.
Yeah. Etienne, do you think it's going to be all undone by Eskom and its latest round of load shedding, or do you think, in fact, business has got to a different and more self-sufficient stage in its life? It's certainly not as vulnerable to Eskom blackouts as it was 13 years ago when load shedding began. Let's remind ourselves of how long we've had this. I mean, do you think businesses are just, you know, they can just kind of trade through it now?
Well, that's certainly one of the big uncertainties still. I mean, it is quite disturbing to see that the electricity grid is not stable. And I think we have to differentiate here. I think big corporates, listed companies, they certainly over the last couple of years have made significant investments in alternative energy, and they can stomach stage one, stage two, they can cope no problem. I don't necessarily think that's the case for small micro companies. So I think they will battle stage two, let alone stage three and stage four. Yeah. So this is a significant risk. If things get worse from here, it can certainly knock confidence back below that 50 neutral level.
Yeah. Besides confidence, if we looked at economic growth, I mean, if we just had a stable power situation, so not even necessarily a cheap power supply, which we used to have, certainly the cost of power has gone up exponentially since Eskom's woes began, but if it was simply stable, could you quantify what economic impact that might have on South Africa?
Well, that's difficult to say. A stable grid will absolutely do wonders, I think, because it means that there's predictability and companies doesn't face an additional risk together with a long list of other risks and threats out there. I think mining is perhaps a very good example here. We have a spectacular run in dollar commodity prices. And what we are seeing is that miners are not investing. And often what they complain about is the fact that electricity is unstable and the cost of electricity is 20% of their production cost, and they've got no clue how to predict that. It's sad that you have a dynamic like this that can actually take away a lot of the good news that come from higher commodity prices, for example. So stability in the grid, it will be an additional confidence booster. It will no doubt help the economy a lot.
Yeah. Etienne, I remember about 3 years ago at the height of Ramaphosa, or in fact, it might have even been the year before that, we sat in studio and we talked about the quick wins that South Africa needed to accomplish in order to restore confidence, in order to get us on a better growth trajectory. Sure. Do you think we're still able to go for those quick wins? I mean, you know, things like policy certainty for the mining companies, or do you think we've missed the boat? Have we lost the opportunity? And are those wins that much harder now to achieve?
Well, I think there are those wins still. Low-hanging fruit, call it what you wish. The fact of the matter is that if 18 months ago the Minister of Resources or Energy decided to increase the self-generation threshold to 50 megawatts, we would not have stage four load shedding today. And I think that would be a quick win. Another is we have been waiting 3-4 years for spectrum licenses to be auctioned. How much longer must we wait? National Treasury is clear in terms of the academic work that they've done. If we can increase electricity supply, if we can get the right policy to boost CapEx in telecommunication, those are two important factors that can lift economic growth, no doubt. Other quick wins would be fixing our ports, fixing our railways. Let's help miners where we can so that we don't miss out on another spectacular commodity boom. All of those things are quite important. In addition, as an overarching theme, if government can only fast track their infrastructure drive, that would be another major kicker for the economy. Often we hear the government talking about R1 trillion of investment over the next 3, 4 years. Well, I can tell you one thing, the respondents that we survey in civil construction is seeing very, very little of that to date. And that needs to change. At the end of the day, if we want to change this economic recovery into a full-blown upswing, we need to see more jobs, and for more jobs, we need to see more fixed investment.
Well, we need to see action, which I think is what the
And we
ratings
need to see
agency
action.
said. We're all talk, no action. Just a last point on those rating agencies. If there was a further downgrade to South Africa, would it actually even matter at this point, seeing as we're junk status anyway? What do you think, Etienne?
No, I think it will definitely matter because the sad reality is that the lower you go down the rating scale, the higher your cost of capital. So we should prevent that at all costs, and hence why it is absolutely necessary that the government get their act together when it comes to providing policy certainty and implementing the right business-friendly policy that corporate South Africa need in order to boost CapEx and jobs.
Well, we'll leave it there. Etienne, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Etienne Leroux is Chief Economist at RMB.